Experts are concerned about the future of Australia's economy, with fears of a recession approaching as it reaches its lowest point in a decade. Sarah Richards reports.
The Australian economy is at its slowest and weakest since the global financial crisis. The Australian Bureau of Statistics June quarter report revealed the economy has only expanded by 0.5%, slowing annual growth to 1.4%, leaving many experts concerned as results are rarely this low outside of a recession. Business and economics editor for The Conversation, Peter Martin, says the economic low is a result of low wage growth and a decrease in business investments.
It's low wages, I suppose, and no sign of them increasing, and also just uncertainty about the future. When Donald Trump has talked about a trade war with China, well, no business is going to invest until they know, you know, what the future is going to hold. So there's that. Even the government talking about extra tax breaks for business isn't helping, because businesses quite sensibly put plans on hold until they know what they are. It's been about 5 years now. Very low wage growth.
Mr. Martin says high export prices have been keeping us out of a recession, but this won't last.
What's really been keeping us out of recession too has been very high prices and volumes for iron ore. Now, that's mainly the result of the collapse of the dam in Brazil, and the output of a lot of mines has been put on hold while they work out what went wrong. So that's not going to last.
Economics writer for The Guardian Australia, Greg Jericho, says the figures do show weakness in the economy and many households will experience the effects as similar to a recession.
The figures do show is that the actual private sector economy in Australia and also household incomes are very weak. And so while we're not probably going to go into recession, we are, many households are kind of experiencing recession-like activity and certainly income growth.
A survey compiled by the Australian Institute found 72% of respondents believe the surplus promised in April's budget should be cut if we're heading into a recession. Mr. Jericho agrees and says it's foolish for the government to keep the surplus as it provides no economic benefit.
The worries about the surplus from the government are quite unrelated to any sort of economic reality. There's no need for a surplus, and the government certainly shouldn't be trying to keep to a surplus no matter what. I think that's a very foolish way to go about it.
The opposition has been calling the government to speed up infrastructure projects and tax cuts to stabilise the economy. However, the government is determined to stick to their plan A, as stated in their May budget. Mr. Jericho says the current economic low is a result of the government's plan A.
Well, Plan A has got us where we are. That's the problem. Their plan, the government says that everything is going to plan. They've got the plan in place. Well, the plan that we've got at the moment has led us to having the worst growth for over a decade, and some of the worst growth in a financial year for 25 years. So certainly, they should be increasing investment spending now on infrastructure, because while there was some strong growth in public infrastructure spending in 2015, 16, and even into 17, in the past 18 months, it has really slowed down, and we've seen what has happened as a result.
Mr. Martin says he doesn't see the economy improving anytime soon.
It's hard to work out what will lift the economy. I think what the government's focused on is economic growth not dipping below where it is. Now, 1.4% in an economy capable of growing, the Treasury says, at 2.75% is an extraordinarily bad deal. You're giving people a lot less standard living than the economy is capable of producing. I think the government would be happy enough, really, to hold this for it not to shrink.
And that story was by Sarah Richards.